western coast. The Russian Ministry of Defense confirming the incident. Severe weather again in store for folks in Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Iowa, Illinois, and Ohio today. And this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
A county executive in New York State is asking President Trump for help with the measles outbreak. Rockland County's Ed Day wants the president to issue an executive order requiring visitors from abroad to produce their vaccination records before they can be admitted to the United States. There have now been 233 confirmed measles cases in Rockland County alone since last October. Day says the outbreak began with 7 infected people, some of whom were exposed to measles in Israel. Health officials say there were another 41 cases last week nationwide, bringing the national total to 880 for the year, and that's the worst year for the disease since 1994. Chevrolet is bringing back the seat belt interlock, the safety feature first introduced in the 70s, preventing a driver from shifting into drive until the seat belt is fastened. The new version of the interlock is called Buckle to Drive. It'll be part of the Teen Driver Safety System. Chevy will launch it this year on the 2020 Malibu, Colorado, and Traverse. And NASA's inviting us to go to Mars. Well, sort of. The space agency's offering people a chance to have their names stenciled on chips that will be part of a new Mars rover that will be flying to the Red Planet next year. More than 2 million names flew on NASA's InSight Mars mission last year. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
And good afternoon, Hunterdon County. This is your weather report. In case you aren't looking outside, it is freaking gorgeous outside. Sunny, and we got a high of about 72 degrees today. Now, be careful. There are scattered thunderstorms that might be coming in, so we want to pay attention to that. This afternoon, we're going to keep a high near 75, light winds coming out of the west. Tonight, slight chance of thunderstorms. There it is. They say after 2 a.m. I don't know if that's true or not. Who cares? You'll probably be sleeping. Hopefully, we don't lose cable again. There's no Game of Thrones finale, so it won't matter so much. Tonight, those chance of thunderstorms will go away after 2 a.m. Friday. That was Thursday. Thursday continues the chance of thunderstorms before 8 a.m. and continues throughout the day. So Thursday, blah. That's basically how to sum it up. Friday, we have a beautiful Friday. Sunny with a high near 76, light winds. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 54. Don't forget that Come Together starts in Clinton on Friday night with the musicians all on Main Street. It might be a good night for you to stop down. Saturday, chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2. Saturday night, mostly cloudy, high near 61. And Sunday, looking mostly sunny, high near 85. Don't you move. Be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the magnificent, the stupendous, the awesome Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is our phone number. That is the phone number that will change your life. I'm not joking. We have done it for many, many people already, and there's no reason that you would be any different for that. That's for damn sure. Yes, I can say damn on air today, okay? I can do that. Listen, got a great show coming up, very informative, and I'll tell you what it is. I'm going to give you a little hint right here because I know some people tune in and, hey, Holly, good to see you. Some people tune in and then, you know, they watch for a couple minutes and then they split. You can always watch this later when I upload the link, of course, too. But here it is. You know, why summer is the best time to exercise. Now, this is what I want to get across to you before I even get going into my shout outs. Tell you what's going on at the center is taking the summer off for, listen, unless it's for work-related or school or something like that. Jennifer, I see you. Listen, taking the summer off from exercise is this social construct that has been put forth by most lazy people. I'm just saying, the uncommitted folks who just don't want to feel bad about themselves continuing their crappy habits from the winter and the holidays. That's the truth of it. So then what happens is instead of becoming seasonal weight gain, all right, I gained weight over the winter because it was cold and I couldn't go out and there was holidays. Instead of seasonal weight gain, now it becomes the yearly weight gain game. And you're not just gaining body fat, you're going to be losing muscle because you're not exercising. And then you're diagnosed pre-diabetic. I'm talking worst case scenarios. I'm just saying there. Hey, Kim, I see you. So what happens is that is just another round of excuses. Well, I'm going to take the summer off. That is bullcrap. I'm here to tell you today, and that's what we're going to talk about. All right, because then what happens? You go through the summer. You took it off. You never were really on in the winter. And then Halloween comes and Thanksgiving comes, and the next thing you know, boom, you're worse off than you started with. So there's no such thing as taking the summer off, in my humble opinion. So, hey, Mary. Oh, look at from PA, from Fairless Hills. Thanks, Mary. Thanks for joining me. So, again, got a lot going on over at the Max Challenge of Clinton. By the way, we are located at 1802 Route 31 North in beautiful Clinton, New Jersey, at the wonderful and most amazing Gray Rock Shopping Plaza. All right. So, what do we have going on? Here, pay attention to this. You ready for this? I brought my nose with me. Okay. So, tomorrow, I should talk like this while I have this on and just, you know, annoy the crap out of you. But tomorrow is Red Nose Day. And the Red Nose campaign, I think, was originally started by Comic Relief a number of years ago. Basically, raises money for childhood poverty. So, the Max Challenge, and the Max Challenge of Clinton, of course, is going to be having special classes tomorrow, all right? Not special class times, but just special classes where we're going to have some red nose exercises. Not kidding. And you can buy these amazing, top-notch, American-made red noses. I don't know if they're American-made. But you can buy them for a $2 cash donation, and then, of course, we're going to donate money to the red noses. So, hey, Christine, I see you. So I'm probably not going to wear this the whole time because believe it or not, when I try to look this way, it's blocking my phone for who I need to take a look at. And that's not good, but I'll put it back on later. If I feel so fashionably oriented. So listen, tomorrow's Red Nose Day. If you're a member and you are, watching or listening, please, either it's B-Y-O-N if you have your own red nose, just saying, B-Y-O-N, bring your own nose, or we have plenty of them that you can buy for a $2 cash donation at the front desk. Please come early if you're going to buy them so the poor folks that are at the front desk aren't just inundated with 20 people wanting to buy noses because then we're just going to throw them at you. All right. What else is going on? Memorial Day classes are 6, 7, and 8 a.m. We are open on Memorial Day, unlike a lot of fitness centers. 6, 7, and 8 a.m. So you're going to want to come in and pre-burn your treat meal for the day. You know what I'm talking about out there. I know you know. And huge thing just announced yesterday. I wish I had a drum set here. I could go one of those things. That was not a great impression, but what are you going to do? Listen, next Tuesday through Friday, not Monday, but Tuesday through Friday is going to be Friends and Family Week, all right, or sort of a week. Tuesday through Friday, you can bring any of your family and friends to a class at the Max Challenge of Clinton. And they can join you. They don't even – listen, maybe they can't make your class time. All right. They can come to a separate class time. All you have to do is give us a call over at Team Clinton, myself, or the amazing Ron. By the way, my name is Mark. I always forget to introduce myself for people who don't know me and who are watching. But I want to give a shout-out to Team Clinton before we get started. I got about 2.5 minutes left before I got my first hard break, so I'm going to talk real fast. Shout-out to Team Clinton. Why are we successful? Because our members are successful, because we have the best friggin' members in the world, because they dedicate themselves not just to the program, but to taking care of themselves, and that's where it starts with. So, Team Clinton, we have the amazing Ron and Lauren Edelstein. They are the driving force, the founders, the creators of the Max of Clinton. That's right. And we have the amazing Jillian. Awesome Sarah is there. We have the incredible Terry over at the desk. We have Kim and Scotty and okay, we're going to call them the Fantastic Kim and the Super Scotty. All right, now hopefully he watches this later and he's going to know why, because he's got the S on his chest. Does it mean Scott or does it mean Super? I don't know, but it's there. And of course, we have the fabulous Christine, who we just added a class. Did you know that? 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday class, a regular class in under a year. And this is again, we are grateful to our members for this. In under 1 year, we now have, I think, was it 9 classes? That is incredible and amazing. And, you know, we don't just have the classes on the schedule. People actually come to them too, which is really fantastic, okay? And, of course, I can't be doing shout-outs if I don't tell my beautiful wife, Susan, that I love her. Hi, sweetheart. Hope you're able to watch this and listen a little bit, too. Every now and then, she pops in and says hi. And last week, I had a surprise. My sister in Florida popped on and said hi. And what do I mean by pop on? Well, if you're watching at home or at work and being productive, just don't do this in the car. You're watching on Facebook, go into the comment section. You can type a comment. You can ask a question. Say something. I'm going to see it here. All right? And if you have a question, I'll do my best to answer it. But, of course, we can interact that way, too, and that's always great. I got 30 seconds for a hard break, so I'm going to stop right there. The title for today is Why Summer is the Best Time. Why is summer the best time to exercise? Like I said earlier, so many people I hear are taking the summer off. All right? Laser. Taking the summer off. That's bull crap. Why is the summer the best time to exercise? I'm going to tell you why, and you're going to want to come back in a little while I play these commercials and pay the bills. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Don't you move. Be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. I know you're out there watching and listening, so do me a favor. Hit the likes, hit the hearts. Let me know you're listening. Let me know you hear me out there, okay? So, hey, James, you got it. Listen, I got my sunglasses on because I'm talking summer. I even brought pool noodles to wave at you guys. I'm going to wave pool noodles at you guys. Yep. Mark's in the studio waving pool noodles. That's a first right there. But we're talking about summertime stuff, so I thought, well, let me bring in a prop. And, oh, who watched WKRP in Cincinnati? Johnny Fever. I have some guests in the studio off camera just observing the show today. So listen, Johnny Fever, I'll keep this on right now so we talk summertime. What we're talking about today really is, why is summertime the best time to work out? And it is. It is. Even if you look at some athletes that are out there, first of all, athletes don't take the summer off. I mean, that's just not going to happen. But there's so many different reasons. Ah, Coach Tracy's on. I see you, Tracy. Love having you in my class, by the way, Tracy. You're a huge help. Thank you so much. I always give you a shout out to that. So there's a lot of things. But first of all, what it is, if you are one of those folks that actually, and it's rare, will follow through on their New Year's resolutions, which if you've watched this show for any particular time, I hate that term, New Year's resolutions. Mainly in a nutshell is because resolutions are socially acceptable to ignore and break, whereas goals are not, because they're yours. That's why, all right? So, but if you have been exercising and eating better, whether it's on your own or you're at the Max Challenge of Clinton, you're coming towards, you know, end of May, June, next week, Memorial Day, people are going to be honoring America and are fallen, and you're going to be at a barbecue. And let's just be honest that most of us are probably not going to stick to the diet that particular day. I get it. Okay. No judgment. What it is what happens right after that. And this is what I see, not just now, but over the course of my career. I've been doing this 19 years. And listen, I feel you. I'm going to say it. I used to be up around 320 pounds, all right? I had a 49-inch waist, okay? I wasn't born skinny, which God bless you if you were and you've been able to keep that, you know? You have that fast metabolism. I've always been jealous of folks like you. But listen, I get the temptations, but here's what happens. Now summertime's there, whether you have not exercised at all right? Not exercised at all through the winter like you thought you would, or you started exercising in January or February, and you're getting this to this routine. Now, well, barbecues are coming, and I'm going to be going away for a week. It's warmer outside. I think I'm going to take the summer off from working out, all right? Let me tell you something. That is the biggest mistake that you can make, whether you're exercising now or not exercising at all. First of all, let me say this word to you who are exercising now, especially if you're at the Max Challenge of Clinton. The word is momentum. I wish I had a neon sign up here made into it that'll blink out at you. Hey, Kathleen, I see you. Thanks for joining me. Momentum. If you think that you can take the summer off and you're going to fall right back into the same great habits that you have now, deep, deep down, you know you are not going to do that. Okay? You know that that is bullcrap right there. Okay? You know it, and I know it. Because part of what we do with the Max Challenge of Clinton is we address those demons that we've been carrying with us for years or decades. The Amazing Ron is on. What's up, Wolf? Listen, yes, I'm giving you a shout out, Ron, and I'm introducing you, man, because you're the man, and I'm pumped up in here talking about this. The word is, I'm just talking about momentum too, Ron, all right? Perfect timing, all right? You're going along into these great habits, and you're going to take the summer off, and the next thing you know, September rolls around, and you're 7 or 8 pounds heavier because you couldn't resist at the barbecue because you weren't coming to class or following the program, and now mentally you have to gear yourself up to start again. And remember what I said at the top of the hour? I'm going to say it again because it's this epiphany, this revelation that I had that taking the summer off is just a socially acceptable term that lazy and uncommitted people give so they could continue eating like crap like they did over the winter going into the fall, and then seasonal weight gain becomes yearly weight gain. And that is the hard truth. Boom. Laura, thanks for joining me. Kathy, always good to see you on too. All right. So listen, there's a reason besides just momentum, okay? The momentum is not even just a physical momentum. It's a mental and emotional momentum. Say that 5 times fast. Mental and emotional momentum. I'll be tough on that one. All right? Keeping yourself going mentally and emotionally with almost any fitness program is far more important than just showing up for class, okay? It's keeping that commitment. You have made a, I'm talking to Clinton Maxers right now. You have made a commitment to take care of yourself. Look what you have done. Whether you've been with us for 4 weeks or 4 months or since July 16th, okay? Look at how you are now. Look at the changes you made. You do not want to go backwards. You do not want to go backwards. That is the truth. And now, just because it gets warmer outside and the sun is shining more, God willing, all right, and the grass is green, this is not the time for you to start making excuses like you used to, because that person is gone. They don't exist anymore, all right? Sure, there's shadows of that person. There's whispers and echoes in your mind. I get that. But I am here to try to encourage you and motivate you and keep you focused. And what is motivation? If anybody in my 5 a.m. Wolfpack class remembers my power talk from last week, it might have been the week before, it kind of blends together. Motivation is me reminding you how amazing you are, that you have this greatness inside of you. And you do, you do. We all do. So I remind you about it. What is self-motivation? You believe me. You start to believe me. That's what this is about, okay? I got plenty of time before I have to go to another break. I'm going to keep this going. So aside from the momentum of working out, there's other reasons why summertime is the best time to exercise. Let's talk, before I get into all this metabolic stuff and water and all these things, I want to talk to you about real things here. Many times I have said to people who have asked me about our program, and I've given them information, and then, of course, we would talk about the price, and every now and then I get that person that thinks it's too expensive. It's not. You know what's expensive, though? All the new clothes you're going to have to buy yourself when you follow this program. Promise you. Okay? I have a wonderful, beautiful member named Sarah. Love her. I enrolled her months ago, just a few short months ago. All right. And she actually did a live interview from our center a couple of weeks back. She's lost 74 pounds. It might even be more now. And a couple of weeks ago, she gave away bags and bags of clothes that were too big. Bags and bags of it. That's the kind of results that we get here. So is now the time to take the summer off? Okay. No, because what's going to happen is now the warmer weather is getting there. All right, you're going to want to wear tank tops, you're going to want to wear shorts, and you're going to want to go to the beach or the lake or the pool. Don't you want to go walk into there feeling good? I know I do. You want to go in there feeling as good as possible, all right? And you will. You will. But now you start to take the summer off, and I promise you, the motivation, the feeling, that energy, when you stop coming to the center, or even if you're at a gym going on a regular basis, 3 to 4 times a week, eating properly, you stop that suddenly, that's going to start to diminish very quickly. I know it from personal experience. I'm not sitting here judging you. What I'm trying to tell you is the truth. And that's the problem with big box gyms. You donate your $10 a month, your $19.99 a month. They don't give a damn if you walk in the door ever again, and they will not tell you the truth. They're going to lie to you and serve you bagels and pizza and keep a bowl of Tootsie Rolls right there. And you know darn well who I'm talking about. Jennifer, I love what you just said. They're all new wardrobe for you, Jen. And the Jennifer I'm talking about here is our current latest champion of our third challenge. She won the 10-week challenge, and we are so incredibly proud of her and inspired by you, Jennifer. Okay, so you want to feel confident in your clothes. You don't have baggy coats anymore to cover you up. You could, but it's going to, number one, look silly, and you're going to end up in the emergency room because you're going to overheat. That's what will happen. So you don't want to do that. You don't want to wear baggy coats, baggy clothes. Sweaters are gone. All of that is gone for the summertime. And all these things that you wanted to do and you were ready to do but did not follow through on, they're catching up to you, and they're biting you in the ass now. Okay? And you need to take some action for that. Okay? Momentum. If you're currently a member of the Max of Clinton or you're working out someplace, you want to keep that momentum going. Now, if you're not, you want to get into something that will grant you the momentum through the summertime, because it is literally the best time to exercise. All right? And you can start your challenge with us any day of the week you want to. 908-627-7020 is the number. Go to our Facebook page if you're not on it now. Take a look at the pictures, because these are your neighbors and your friends. They're real people with real results. Okay. Now, some of the advantages, okay? And what I'm encouraging you to do here, by the way, is to break the social norms, to stand out from the crowd. Just like that New Year's resolution crap. Don't make a resolution. Set a goal. You deserve to set a good goal, and you deserve to obtain that goal. That is a fact. Don't you really want to know what it feels like to keep winning? Now is not the time to take the summer off. So, some of the advantages of exercising in the summer, okay? First of all, just from a nutritional point of view, there are certain fruits. I'm going to go right for the taste buds on this one, folks. All right? There are certain fruits that come into season now, and they're very tasty. They're colorful and they're tasty. And you get to have those fruits, okay? So that's one thing. So you do get to reward yourself with some fruits. But basically, being in the summertime, you can escape the heat. Also, maybe you don't like to work out outside, okay? Our center is air conditioned. Boom! Look, and that air conditioning is included with your membership. No extra charge. Okay, but you can escape the heat not exercising outside. You can work out in our beautiful center. We've got a huge, huge place. Clean as crazy. We constantly clean and disinfect this place, all right? So the other thing here is that you begin to drink more water. Now, this is really important. Water is zero calories. It actually is a negative calorie drink, meaning your body burns more calories off processing water. And, of course, there's no calories in water. So just because it's warmer outside, we begin to drink more. I'm going to take my sunglasses off here. Okay. Taking them off here. Maybe I'll put my red nose back on after the next commercial. We still got time. All right. You're going to start to drink more water, which is automatically more healthier than you. And if you've spoken with me about your nutrition at any given time, what do I tell you? Drink more of what you're made of. Drink more of what you're made of. You are not made of Crystal Light. And you are definitely not made of margaritas. Not judging, just saying, all right? So you automatically drink more water. And, of course, when you get into drinking water, now you're getting into the habit of drinking it and doing it regularly. And what that does is, because of the heat, it ensures basically that almost nobody out there will forget to hydrate themselves. What does this do when you're better hydrated? I've had a whole show months ago. You can search it out on our Facebook page or on 100andchamberradio.com. What does it do? It helps to improve your concentration levels. It gives you a feeling of wellness when you're hydrated. It helps your body to eliminate toxins. All right? That's one of the benefits of staying hydrated. And I'm not talking with sugary drinks either. And yeah, I'm going to lump them all together, these sugary drinks, because they're crap and garbage for your body. It's simple as that. Somebody asked me, somebody asked me about soda the other day, and I'm not going to name brands or anything like that. And I didn't even let them finish the sentence. I was like, no. Why do you want chemicals? Why do you want to drink chemicals in your body? Put your liver and your kidneys through that. Just drink water. That's really what it's about. Okay. The other thing is that in the summertime, and I'm not even getting to the exercise part yet, I'm just talking nutritionally, all right, there's more, you tend to eat more vegetables, more greens in the summertime. And that's a proven fact. That's not my opinion. What happens is because you are really properly hydrated, you don't usually, because you're hydrated and you're drinking this water, you don't need, or at least feel the need, to eat so much food. Winter months are different. That's when we gorge ourselves like piranha on a cow trying to cross a river. All right? You know what I'm talking about. And you can post anything here if you want to, by the way. If you think it's disputed, you know it's the truth. I'm just dealing with that. Okay? Now, I'm getting it here. Tracy just wrote, can't wait for the farmers markets and the garden goodies. Yeah. Hey, it's the garden state. It's not, I know it doesn't feel like it sometimes because you might live someplace where it's the toll state or it's the chemical plant state. Pam, I see you. Thank you for joining me today, Pam. And, you know, but the garden state is called the garden state for a reason. And we have a plethora. God, I get to use that word. I love that word, plethora. We get a plethora of, as Tracy said, Coach Tracy, plethora of fresh vegetables all around. Okay, and you can just be driving in Hunterdon County, and there's going to be farm stands standing up. Tracy, thanks for sharing that. That is a really good point. And you know what I need, and you don't have to comment here. If anybody knows where my wife and I can get really hot peppers, okay, and I'm not going to go into why here now. A lot of you already know, all right. But we tried our very first habanero pepper this past weekend, which was the hottest freaking thing I've ever eaten. But we want to try a little bit hotter now. Don't ask why. It's a whole other show right there. All right. Now, going into the exercise parts of this, and I'm not just talking outside, but because the weather is warmer, it's warmer outside. It'll be a little warmer in your home probably. Your muscles will become warmer also. And so what happens when your muscles are warmer? There's more blood flow to them. They become a little more elastic and a little bit quicker. This is true physiologically. So your more elastic muscles and a little bit quicker. Therefore, what happens? Your potential for injury drops in the summer. It actually drops in the summer. There are less muscle pulls and less muscle strains during the summertime than there are in the wintertime with the cold weather. All right? One of the other great things too is if you're outside walking, jogging, cycling, swimming, now you have exposure to more sunshine, so you're automatically going to produce more vitamin D. And this is extremely important. How many times, I can't even tell you how many times that people have come to me and said that around, 2 o'clock, my beautiful wife is watching. Hi, sweetie. Thanks for watching. And I love you. I said it earlier, but I'll say it again because now I know you're watching. I love you very much. So the vitamin D in the sunlight being produced is super important. I have had many people, and this includes me because this happened to me also, when I got my blood work done to prove it, this is probably going back about 7 years ago, in the middle of the afternoon, you start to feel sluggish. Now, could be a number of things. It could be you're a caffeine addict and you need more caffeine. Could be. It could be, for guys, low testosterone levels. That happens later in life. Or it could be a deficiency of vitamin D. And when I started experiencing this, I went to my doctor and got my blood work done. I did a full panel, and I really thought it was going to be low testosterone, and it wasn't. It was vitamin D. I was so low on the scale, it was barely even registering. You start getting more sunlight, maybe even, and I'm no doctor, public service announcement there, I'm no doctor, go see your doctors. But you start supplementing vitamin D, and your body uses this for energy boost. It's a fact. It's a scientific fact. So in the summertime, it's not really a problem so much because you can even limit your sun exposure, but you're going to get more sun exposure out there. Okay. Moving right along. Here is, hey, Donna. Here is another huge reason why it's silly to take the summer off when you're exercising. Most people in the summertime are happier. The more sunlight, the blue skies, the different colors, the green grass, the flowers are blooming. You know, you're looking forward to a vacation sometime if you're able to do that. The weather, though, just the weather alone, plays a huge part on the moods and the levels of happiness of many, many people. They have studies out there that are showing this. But you know what? I don't think I even need a study to tell me that people are happier in nicer weather. All right? You know what we're not doing, folks? We're not shoveling snow right now. All right? We're not driving in snow. We're not slipping on the ice. Now, that could also have been one of the reasons why you did not join the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020, just saying, is because you didn't want to deal with the weather. Well, it's cold outside, and, you know, I could go to the 6 o'clock class, but it's freezing at 6 o'clock, and it's still dark, and this sucks, and meh, meh, meh. You don't have that excuse anymore, all right? The pity party's over for the weather, all right? You can get in there, and you can do this. The thing is that you're going to just feel better. You're going to feel better about yourself, not just because of the weather, but because you're actually doing something to take care of yourself, all right? Breaking the social norms on this is so important. There's articles out there, and you can look them up. There are articles out there about why people should join the gym, a gym, and I'm not promoting that, why people should join a gym in the summertime. And the main reason is because the gyms are empty. That's the truth. The thing about the Max of Clinton, though, is we are not a gym. I've said this many, many, many times, and I'll continue to say this. We are not a gym. We are a life transformation center. Okay? We help the whole person here. All right? We offer amazing classes. They're only 45 minutes long. We do complete nutritional counseling program, and the entire team Clinton gives you motivation and support and education and inspiration to keep you on track. That is our mission. We do have a mission. I know our mission for 2019, Ron and Lauren had shared that mission with everybody back in our January kickoff, and of course with the entire team, is we are here to make an impact on our community. And it's one of the things I honestly think that we take pride in being a part of Clinton, okay, and the surrounding communities, and of Hunterdon County, okay? We are making an impact in Hunterdon County that no other center is making. With the, I'm talking dozens upon dozens of people that on a weekly basis will come to us and tell us how they're progressing and how different they're feeling. We have people coming off blood pressure medications. We have people who are buying a belt for the first time in years. We have people who are going on hikes now that the weather's nicer. And you know what they're telling me? Mark, I'm keeping up with my kids when we go hiking. I haven't been able to keep up with my kids for years. And there they are. And they're thanking, you know, us as a team. You know, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that they have gratitude. But you're the ones doing the work. I've said this before. We are successful because our members are so successful. Okay? And again, I said it earlier, but next Tuesday through Friday is friends and family. So you can bring a friend or family member or coworker. You can bring them to any one class Tuesday through Friday, and they can experience this. All right, but not to go off on a tangent, just talking a little bit there. When we're talking again about the summertime, I'm looking at the clock here, and I'm up against the clock. Man, time flies when you're having fun. And I'm really so honored to be able to do this show, and I'm so glad that you guys listen and you share it on your timelines. I really do. Because I do think this is important information. Because, you know, again, it's I'm trying to get you to wake up and to stop thinking the way you've been thinking for years or decades. Because it's that kind of thought process that keeps you on medication, that keeps you going to your doctor and helping your doctor put their kid through college, all right? And then now is the time. This is the thing. I've said this a couple of times. I got 90 seconds. I almost want to wait, but I don't want to go off on a tangent again. But we are in an age where we gather information so much, all right? Whether it's about the Max of Clinton or another center or a particular nutrition, whatever it is. You know what? I see this thing, the Max Challenge of Clinton, and they look pretty good, but I got to get some information. So I'm going to go on Google. I'm going to get some information. I'm going to search Facebook. I'm going to get some information. And then you spend weeks gathering this information because we have these little devices in our hands that now have all the information of the entire history of the entire friggin' world and mankind at our fingertips. So now we're gathering information. And then when we're done gathering information, we haven't done anything yet. When we're done gathering information, well, I got all this information. Now I'm going to think about it. Well, I got this info. Now I'm really going to think about this. I'm going to talk to my husband about it. I'm going to talk to my wife about it. I'm going to talk to my friends about it. Now they're thinking and talking, but they're not doing. And the only thing that's going to get you healthier, whether it's through the summer or through the winter, the only thing that's going to get you towards these goals that you have had for months or years or decades is massive action. You need to take action. I got a heartbreak coming up, all right? A little bit more information when I get back. This is Max Living, brought to you by The Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. My name's Mark. I'm your host. We'll be back in just a little bit. Don't you move. Stop. Don't. Stay there. Be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Huntin' Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Huntin' Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the amazing, the fantastic, the greatest. I don't know how many more adjectives I can throw in there. The Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020. That's our phone number. That is the number you're going to write down right now, because you're going to call us. You're going to call me. You're going to speak to Ron. And you're going to say, guys, I need help. I need to get into better shape. I need to get healthier. I want to be able to play with my kids outside. I want to be able to walk my daughter down the aisle when she gets married in 20 years. I'm not joking. These are actual goals that people have shared with me and obtained. And I'm going to put my nose on. Tomorrow is Red Nose Day. Okay, again, we're having special classes. You can buy these noses at the center. But you're going to want to call that number if you're serious. All right? You've donated money to big box gyms long enough. Okay? You've bought other gym owners brand new cars with your good part of your money being donated, and you've never gone, and they don't give a damn if you go anyway. We do. We do. You are not a number. You are a name and a person who has challenges and goals, and our team takes a vested interest in this, in you. And we will give you everything you need to succeed at these goals. 100% promise. All right? Taking my nose off again here. So listen, we're talking about why summer is the best time to exercise and why that bullcrap excuse about taking the summer off doesn't really apply. All right? Sure, you want to take a week off? I get it. You know, you want to take 2 weeks. You're traveling for 2 weeks. I get that. If you're going to take a day trip once a week with your kids, bless you that you can do that, but that's no reason for you to throw everything else away. There's this analogy that I have about your car. So you're at the mall, and how 1980s is that, huh? So you're at the mall, you come out, and you have a flat tire. Do you take a knife and then just slash the other three tires because that one is busted? No, you don't. That'd be ridiculous. You're walking down the stairs and you slip and you grab onto the railing, the banister. You slip and you catch yourself. Do you just throw yourself down the rest of the flight of stairs? I'm just going to throw myself down because I slipped on one step. No, that's stupid. It's beyond ridiculous. It's stupid. No, what do? You take action. You change your tire. Okay? What else do? You take action. You stand up on the stairs. You right yourself. And you continue your journey on those stairs. At the beginning of summer, this is where you're faced with your flat tire. Okay? And this is a great time for you to reset, by the way. Especially now, if you're a legacy member with us at the Max of Clinton, this is a perfect time to reset. Because if you're not resetting now, before you start to hit the barbecues and the parties and the day trips and the shore, all right? If you're not resetting now, if you're not mentally making this commitment to yourself, you're going to come back to us in 3 months miserable. Maybe you've let that happen before. That's the pattern, right? That's the pattern for so many people. You're not alone. Now it's a new year. I make a resolution. I break the resolution. I eventually get my butt into a gym. I go into the gym. I work out 3 days a week, walking on a treadmill, bored out of my freaking skull. You'll never be bored at the Max of Clinton. All right? Get on the treadmill, and I drop 12 pounds. Yay, I dropped 12 pounds, and now summer's here. And you know what? I've dropped 12 pounds. I need to reward myself. I did good. I'm going to take the summer off. It's okay for me to go to these barbecues. It's okay for me to eat, you know, macaroni salad and have these hamburgers and hot dogs, and don't even get me started on hot dogs and what's in them. All right? So, let's see. What did Pam say? Pam's a part of our Wolfpack there. And so, hey, Jenny, see you watching. She says, I love the tire analogy. I'm actually afraid to take off any extended period of time now because it's too easy to slip back into old habits. Boom! The people in the next room and down the hall are probably wondering, what the hell is going on in this studio? That's exactly right, Pam. Oh, I love what you said. I love you. I love that you're a part of the Wolfpack too. Hey, Kim. I see you, Kim. Thanks for watching. That's what it is. We're always talking about conquering fear. And conquering fear is a good thing. But you want to know something? There's some fears that keep us on the straight and narrow. Like Pam said, the fear of taking off an extended period of time and slipping backwards. You know, waking up every morning with that little devil on this shoulder whispering in your ear. And then one day, he's whispering, take the summer off. You deserve it. You've worked so hard. You can relax a little bit. That's bull. That's a lie. Okay, Pam, thanks for sharing that. Okay. Gosh, I only have a couple of minutes left here. I'm basically trying to tell you that you deserve to know what it's like to succeed all year round. You've done this before, probably. Not everybody. I know it. I know it's not everybody. All right? But a lot of us have done it to ourselves. We take the time off and we think we need to reward ourselves. But that's part of the thing. I want to do a whole show on stress eating because stress eating is a big problem. Nobody wants to talk about it. Stress eating is a huge problem. And the thing is that we do this. It's similar, not all the way. It's similar to alcoholism in the sense that we think we deserve this. We deserve it for what we've gone through this week. You know? Hey, Pam, that's not nice. I'm not even going to repeat that. It's funny, but it's not true. I'm an angel. Pam saying I'm the devil named Mark Max of Clinton. I'm an angel. I'm the angel on the other shoulder, Mark Max of Clinton, Pam. Thank you. But listen, we've gone down this route before where you think you deserve it. I deserve this pizza. I deserve this bottle of wine. You know, I deserve an ice cream cake. I deserve to take the summer off. No. No, you don't. And you know who else? Oh, Lord. Hard truth time. You know who else deserves you not taking the summer off and abusing yourself? Your kids. Your grandkids. Your partner. Your spouse. Your employees. The people at your church or your temple or your synagogue. Basically, what I'm trying to tell you is the people that love you the most, they deserve for you to keep taking care of yourself 12 months out of the year. It's not a lifestyle if you're taking the summer off. Do you understand what I'm saying? You have a new life now. And if you don't, you can have one. And that's a phone call away. We'll help you. That's what we do. We help you. All right? Jen is sharing that the first thing she does when she gets stressed out is she wants to eat something bad. But you don't all the time. Maybe every now and then. I get that. I get that we slip, but we don't. And Kim, what's Kim saying here? Taking the summer off turns into the fall, which turns into the winter, and then you start all over again. A body in motion stays in motion. Keep moving forward. Thanks, Kim. Thanks for sharing that. I got 90 seconds left here. My goodness, it flies by here. Remember, family and friends week, Friends and Family Week next week, Tuesday through Friday. You can change a life. You can change a life by bringing somebody in. All right? 908-627-7020 is the phone number there. Okay? Listen, it has been an honor. Okay? Next week, we have our testimonial show. And this time, I'm going to be joined by the amazing Christine, who's going to be joining me as my co-host. We're going to be broadcasting live from the center. If you're a member of the Max Challenge of Clinton, get your testimonials into the testimonial box today. Now, take action. All right? Fill up that box because we're going to be choosing random testimonials to read on air. And then from those, we're going to randomly choose some. You can win a free month of legacy. A free month of legacy. Plus, some clothing we're giving away and some protein. I mean, my goodness, there's no reason. Tell us your experience about what you have felt and changed at the Max Challenge of Clinton. We really want to hear from you. I got to run. Remember, live on purpose. Take it to the max. I'll see you next week. Boom!
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump with a message for Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi.
I don't do cover-ups. You people know that probably better than anybody.
The president speaking at the Rose Garden continues.
After 2 years and $40 million or $35 million, it'll end up being a lot more than that. No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing.
Those comments after Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi accused without any proof the president of being involved in a cover-up. Flooding remains a big concern in Oklahoma after powerful storms moved through this week. Oklahoma Governor Republican Kevin Stitt also says,
so the biggest concern is more rain. I mean, there's some more rain in the forecast for North Tulsa, for northern Oklahoma.
The National Weather Service has issued flash flood warnings for northeastern Oklahoma through the weekend. They've received more than 8 inches of rain. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Chevy has a big surprise for those teens who think they can drive without buckling up. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Chevrolet is bringing back the seatbelt interlock, the safety feature first introduced in the 70s, preventing a driver from shifting into drive until the seatbelt is fastened. The new version of the interlock is called Buckle to Drive. It'll be part of the Teen Driver Safety System. Chevy will launch it this year on the 2020 Malibu, Colorado, and Traverse.
The U.S. Military Academy is about to graduate its largest class of African-American women. 34 women will graduate from West Point this week. Tiffany Welch Baker says she hopes this sends a message to other black girls and women out there.
When you're a little girl, you're like, well, you want to be a pretty princess. I want women to be soldiers. I want these little black girls to say, hey, I can do it too. Hey, it is possible for me.
Welch was speaking on NBC's Today Show. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending,
if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Several vans have been seen in San Bernardino, California, at a bus station filled with illegal aliens. Director at the Center for Community Action and Environmental Justice, Erica Flores, speaks out.
They're just dumped like nothing. They are given nothing. They have no money. They have no water. They have no food. They don't have access to a cell phone where they can call.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement has stated that the influx of illegal aliens has overwhelmed and overcrowded existing facilities and resources.